Christ Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Campaign Go, helping you master your sales. We're never frightened when you call us at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that toll-free number is 888-723-4630. Griff, are you not with us? Uh-huh, I was afraid of that. We were hearing all those gremlins and stuff. And John is re-upping the ISDN line even as we speak, and let's see if we can get Griff back. So here are a couple of messages for you, reminders while we're waiting. Our telephone number, by the way, is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. You can use the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player. Hi, Griff.
I figured out what the noise was.
What was it?
It wasn't the connection. It was something, there was a bad wire on my end, and I just removed it.
Re-up your whole studio.
No, it wasn't the regular configuration. It was from the configuration I used at Periscope. And it's
so you messed around. We called
unplugged it. It's fine.
Okay.
Now it's gone.
All right. So if you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with the eBay Radio audience, apply to come be our guest. Just go to ebayradio.com, click the big blue Archives on Demand button, then click on the tab that says Be a Guest, fill out the application. We'll get back to you as soon as possible. And we're always looking for good guests for Tuesday's show.
Yeah, we are. We love guests.
Exactly.
They make our show.
They do on Tuesday. That's what's important.
They make it happen.
So, Mickey... my bookkeeper. You've met
Mickey Davis,
of 40-something years.
That's an old friend.
That's an old friend.
That's at least a third of your life.
She and I have something in common. Well, I'll have it in common with her in a month and a half.
What is it?
She just paid off her mortgage. We're going to have a big double, and mine's going to be paid off in December. So we're having a big double mortgage burning party. In December.
Ah, yay.
We're getting old. How many people do you know that have paid off their mortgage? I don't know. Not a lot of people.
Nobody.
Exactly.
I'm just thinking.
Mickey and I are like the oldest of the group.
So my mortgage will be paid off when I'm 110. That's not too bad.
Well, you probably refinanced or something.
I did.
Yeah.
At a lower rate.
Yeah.
I'll sell it before the mortgage is paid off.
Oh, definitely.
It's, it's this, the Silicon Valley, the housing prices. Wherever you are in the United States, you have no idea how expensive it is.
No, they have no idea. San Diego also. That's why I bought a mobile home.
And San Diego used to be a little more affordable, and now everything comes and goes.
I remember back in the day,
I had to sell my house
in the
eBay.
70s, yeah. A secretary could afford a house in California.
They got paid that much, huh?
Well, you didn't have to be paid much to buy a house back then. I mean, you figure, the houses were $69,000, $79,000.
Yeah.
And, and of course, we always had the GI Bill.
The GI Bill?
Well, Mirabal was in the military, so we only had to pay a dollar down.
Yeah.
Used to be a lot easier, but here in California now, one little tiny place is $400,000+ for a small place.
You darn internet hipsters!
But San Francisco's the absolute worst, I think.
Yeah, it's sad.
That whole area up there, very bad.
Yeah, well, everything comes and goes, as Joni Mitchell sang, and that'll happen with real estate prices, too. You watch.
I'm sure. So, Griff, what are you going to be doing this weekend?
I'll be working at home, obviously. This is my last free weekend for the rest of the year. So I'll be utilizing
it. What do you mean?
There's some social thing planned for every weekend after this one.
And who plans that?
Howie.
Yeah.
We call him Julie, the cruise director, so... He plans
it's a
everything.
Love boat. I get it.
He's gotten better though. When I first met him, he planned every event and every vacation was planned down to the minute. And you know how that works out.
Yeah, I do that.
So he's gotten a lot better. In fact, he told me last week. He said, "I'm getting tired of doing all the planning." I said, "Yeah, you've been doing it for a long time."
See, I love the planning part.
I hate
it. It's so exciting looking for the hotels. And
I want to be surprised so I can complain.
No. Yeah.
If I'm not happy with it, I can
say,
well, who chose this hotel? Well, you told me to plan. If you don't do the planning, you don't get to do the complaining. So
our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, and if you want us to do a listing dish for you today, I'm giving $25 gift certificates to Bubble Fast for shipping supplies. Don't laugh. My tongue got tangled.
I love it.
My tang got tangled.
So
give us a call at 888-RADIO-30 and let's dish your listing, or you may call in with a question or a comment, or maybe, laugh. Oh, he coughed over it. Okay.
I'm snorting over it.
Even I, once in a while, mess up over the air.
What you said was naughty.
No.
Your tang got tongued?
Tungled. My tang got tangled. Yeah. So I see a picture. Griff has put a picture of his house up on the chat board. If you've never been to the chat board, today's the day to come on and get on the chat board with us.
It's a spooky house.
But I love Victorian homes.
Yeah, I've had my fill of them. I always want what I don't have. I want a California. I want an Eichler.
Oh, you do? Mid-century modern.
Yeah, I want a mid-century something now. This house was perfect for Vermont. But, you know, there were some old homes built in San Jose. My house is, for New England, it's not that old. But for California, 1876 is an old house.
Isn't this your California house?
That's my California house.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And in what year?
1876.
Is it on the registry?
I don't think so, and I don't want it on the registry.
No, because you'd have to do a bunch of stuff.
I don't want people telling me what to do with my house.
Yeah. They do.
It's just a house. It's withstood every earthquake since that date. Relatively unscathed. It's, you know, they knew how to build houses then. It's made of wood, so it gives just a little bit.
Well, it looks scary for Halloween, but it looks adorable for other times of the year. I love what you said, yes, but at night it is super scary. Even house robbers walk by it.
Well, because it's only got that one little hanging light on the porch. Mm-hmm. It's, trust me, it's scary. I mean, kids, when kids have come for Halloween, you can see if I look out that side window, I can see parents pushing their kids up to the door. And the kids don't want to come to the house. And if a kid doesn't want to come to a house on Halloween, you are doing your job right.
I have an item number for you.
Oh, I love the item numbers.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Blah, blah. Let me bring it up here. Okay. So the item number is 2720-0733-0730. So again, that is 2720-0733-0230. And here's the deal. Don't throw out those old Halloween decorations.
Oh, my.
From Grandma's house.
Yeah.
They are still very collectible, and they may sell for lots of money, especially early German-made decorations. So if you look at this item number, this old witch candy container.
Mm-hmm.
Sold on October 15th, just a week ago.
For $7,356.59.
After 30 bids, $7,356.59. And she wasn't the only one for sale. So for even more ideas, you can check out recent sales in eBay category Halloween vintage pre-1960. Those old, long-suffering decorations can be of great value. Can you imagine? I wonder if this person, what did they start it out as?
Let's go look at the bidding. And it says in the bidding history, it started out as 99 cents.
How fun is that? I wonder if they knew.
Be curious to know. I'm sure they must have had some idea, don't you think?
The starting price was 99 cents. And listen, the first bid was $250.
Right.
And it just kept going up and up and up until finally $7,356.59.
Well, the first person put in a bid of $250, which means that the opening bid would have shown as 99 cents.
Right.
But the minute someone outbid him, his $250 bid then registered. So this took off at a substantial amount of money pretty quickly. And, the collectors know. I don't know if the seller knew, but, collectors know.
This particular, the winner, I see that he or she bid once before the winning bid.
Yeah, they were determined.
They bid, early on, and then kind of waited around.
Came back. Here's a bid. They submitted bids up to, like, looks like here, $1,972.
Exactly. And they kind of waited back and had fun.
And they came back and knocked it out.
At the end.
Good for them.
I'd love to talk to this seller. But, you know, we can't just go around calling sellers.
Why?
I guess we could.
Yeah, you'd have to get their phone number, and I can't give it to you.
Yeah, I know.
Because, you know, privacy rules prevent that.
Right. Maybe I could send them. Can I send them a message?
You can send them a message to the site. Yes, you may.
I think I will do that. I would love to find out the story behind this. Anytime you start out something for 99 cents,
oh, yeah,
you know that anything can happen.
And there
you're taking a risk.
There isn't a seller from here to the end of the earth that isn't willing to come on eBay Radio and promote their listings.
Exactly.
I mean, hello.
So I want to find out about this one. So we'll see what we can do.
You do your best there, baby.
Okay. But isn't that great? I just love that, Griff. Oh, by the way, Griff and I decided that next year, one of the things we're going to have, I mean, we could start it earlier, I guess, is we're going to have a special section for BOLOs. Be on the lookouts.
Be on the lookouts.
When you find a good BOLO, we want to know about it.
Absolutely. This segment was brought to you by Campaign Go, helping you master your sales. Guess what? Our show's almost over. Isn't that amazing? Our final spooky segment of eBay Radio. We'll be back. Yeah, on Ask Griffin Lee.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's Endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Auction, fixed price, 7 days, or good till canceled? That's a lot to think about. Your listing strategies have a big impact on your sales and your monthly fees. Meet Coach Jack. Jack Darton is eBay's senior analyst for pricing. He'll check your account to see what changes might decrease your fees and increase your selling success. To have your account considered, send email with your seller ID and any pertinent details to Coach Jack at eBay.com. That's Coach Jack at eBay.com.
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit BubbleFast.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 343.
Here's a tip on taking pictures from Charmin of Birmingham, Alabama. Known on eBay as Jasmine's Attic. She says there's nothing better than natural light.
I would be listing at night under the best light I could find. And the pictures look good, so I put them on. When I was packing them up in the day by my window with natural light, I would see a tiny stain. It's a pinpoint, but it's there. Yeah. I would have seen this if I had examined it in the sunlight before I listed. Don't trust inside light, no matter how good your pictures look, because you're not going to see certain things once you take it out into the sun.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And today's final closing segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast.
Final closing?
Yeah, right. That's the Department of Redundancy.
Right.
The Department of Redundancy Department, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. You know me.
I know you.
Yeah.
So CJ did a little unofficial eBay poll just prior to the Republican presidential debate last night.
Yeah.
And then one after shows little change in status. She searched for a campaign button for each candidate, and it produced the following results. Donald Trump leads with 38% of the available listings. Jeb Bush was number two with 12%. Ben Carson, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, and Rand Paul tied for third place with 8% each. And then she looked up, those were campaign buttons. Then she looked up sales.
Yes.
Trump was leading with 52% of items sold. Then a sudden drop happened. I don't know what she means by that.
A sudden drop.
Yeah. Jeb Bush and Ben Carson have 8% each, and all other candidates share the remaining sales with less than 5% each. So we'll see what happens. You know, eBay, our little polls that we take here on eBay Radio have always won in the past. But
always.
Who knows?
Yes.
There's always a first. So we're just having a little fun with that. It's a straw poll, of course. You know that. So we're going to talk about events. Not too many going on, Griff.
Yeah, there's not too many.
Seller events in November or December because of the holidays, of course. We do, however, we have no more. Today is Thursday. There is one this evening, the SoCal eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup. Thrift Hunting and Beyond tonight. Oh, it's a big one tonight.
That is a big one.
Patty Coleman, tonight from 6 to 9 p.m., Cevillo's Restaurant, Long Beach, California, and Jason Smith. Oh, I should have gone to that.
Yeah, why didn't you?
It's tonight, and I can't. Speaker will be professional thrifter Jason T. Smith, and I don't know if you've seen Jason in the last day or two, Griff, or any of his Facebook.
No, why? What's he doing?
He dyed his beard purple, I think, for Halloween. So he did a whole big thing where he was going to do something to his beard, and we all thought he was going to cut it off. He said that will never happen, but he did color it. So in November, let's go back to the event calendar here. New Week on the 11th, which is a Wednesday.
Yeah.
The New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup, Mastermind Meeting of the Minds, a night of sharing. And that's from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Roundabout Diner Lounge, 580 U.S. Highway 1 bypass, the Portsmouth Traffic Circle in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Then, on the same night, Raleigh e-commerce and eBay sellers group meetup is happening. That's November 11th. Which I think is also the Marine Corps birthday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., Panera Bread, 6201 Glenwood Avenue, Raleigh, North Carolina. Topic will be finding answers to your biggest challenges. And then our buddy on the 13th, Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group, they're having that ugly Christmas sweater holiday party. And I remind you all, you can find lots of ugly holiday sweaters for sale on eBay. Really dirt cheap. I mean, $6, $7, $8, $14. The event is Friday, 11/13, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Location is Eaton Park Restaurant, 245 East Waterfront Drive, Homestead, Pennsylvania. And then last, on the 19th, the Brisbane eBay Sellers Meetup Group Meetup, Outsourcing the Secret to Growing Your Business on eBay. And it's at the Australian Institute of Management, and that's taking place from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And that's what we have for November, Griff, so it's kind of...
It slows down.
It slows down,
and I think, you know, people are... We'll see a pickup in January, so...
Most definitely. So, what are you doing this weekend?
Working in the garage again.
Are you going to do a quadrant?
Yes, I have my next quadrant ready to go.
And what is it?
It's the quadrant, as I said, from the door to the back of the...
Oh, okay. You didn't do that.
I had to clean it up. I'm putting in lights. So, I didn't do it last weekend because I decided to, in lieu of the... pending El Nino and all the rain, I had to get the backyard cleaned up and put away.
So
we have it set up for entertaining. Now it's set up for not much.
Well, I'm
why?
Just,
what are you doing?
I'm falling apart. So I have to have my nails done and my hair done because I'm falling apart. I let my nails go so long that, you know, it's ridiculous. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
And my hair is so long, I'm changing my name to Rapunzel. Very long hair right now, and I need short bob, you know.
Sure, I knew short bob.
Yeah.
Great guy.
So we got a bunch of, at the last minute, I'm so sorry, Billy in Nebraska, known as Feeding Zoe, wanted a listing dish, but we'll take care of you next week for that. How's that?
Yeah, we will.
Andrea from Mooresville, North Carolina, would like a listing dish as well. So we'll do that maybe on Tuesday.
And we'll redish the listing for the jeans Tuesday or Thursday after. I want to double check where that, because it could have been coming from somewhere else. It appeared to be coming from the loading of the page. I want to make it clear to the seller and everyone else that we're not blaming anyone. But when I get an alert like that, I'm required to actually figure out where it came from.
Well, sure.
And I'm not able to duplicate it right now.
Well,
so it could have been
don't quite understand how in a listing dish that can happen.
It could be one of two things, something in the description or something else on the page, which could be, you know, it could be an ad for all I know. So I have to double check. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Have to double check.
We have to be careful. We don't want to give anybody a virus.
It could be nothing. It could be nothing, but I have to be careful.
To all of you listening, have a great weekend. Happy Halloween.
This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies in the online community since 1999. We'll be live on Tuesday, November 3rd. Listen to us then. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication. We'll look for thought.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Attention online sellers. Legislators have immense power to affect your bottom line. eBayMainStreet.com is your hub for eBay's fight against unfair and burdensome internet sales taxes, as well as the push for favorable international shipping policies and more. Sign up today for important alerts at eBayMainStreet.com/join. You could be selected to meet with influential legislators to explain how their decisions could impact your business. That's eBayMainStreet.com/join.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at worthpoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit worthpoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. Worthpoint. Find it, value it, price it. Oh,